This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. There is much that divides Louisiana's lawmakers, but when it comes to criminal justice reform and reinvestment...
Representative Leger and I finally found something we can agree on.
I love it.
Tuesday, Senator Danny Martini shepherded a trio of reform bills through Senate final passage. They reduce sentences and eliminate mandatory minimums for many nonviolent offenses and expand probation and parole eligibility.
We're trying to make sure that the violent people stay in jail and the people who committed nonviolent crimes will come out and become productive citizens.
Wednesday, the House Criminal Justice Committee heard Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger's bill spelling out how Louisiana will use the money it saves from not locking up so many offenders for so many years.
Our commitment to make a significant reinvestment is really a double down on our policy changes. It's projected that $264 million will be saved over the course of the next decade. And we are, by passing this bill, guaranteeing that 70%, that's about $184 million, will be reinvested in these ways to create anti-recidivism-based programming, substance abuse treatment, job training, mental health.
Denise Marcel, who represents the district where Alton Sterling was killed, remarked,
"It's a wonderful day for me to just see this process start."
And committee chair Sherman Mack announced,
"There are no red cards in opposition."
I know.
"And Representative Landry has made a motion to report the bill favorable. With there being no opposition, the bill is reported favorable as amended."
The full House has the reinvestment bill next before it faces the Senate. The sentencing reforms still have to go through the House process. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.